now tuned in to the Commissioner's Conversation.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Rose,
right? Commissioner Gordon.
Everybody in here, you see, no smoke. This is Garlito. You feel me? I come here, and when I don't make it here, I miss these niggas. You feel me? Because they genuine, they 100. From day one that I met them, they been 100. I'm glad you here, bro. I'm fucked up, but that don't mean shit. I'm going to be on your ass. Mean, look, now.
They mean if you take the mic from your ass.
Hey, look, I get on your ass too now.
Reese, get your fine ass on some.
Reese. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about right now. All right, I'm about to shut up now. I'm about to be quiet.
I think it's crazy.
So,
bro,
if you didn't hear, probably about 5 minutes ago.
I'm too geek to really just get them like I usually do. I usually gonna get them together, y'all. Yeah, I know y'all waiting on me to get off with his head, but.
If you didn't hear 5 minutes ago, you know, we got recording artists, we got producer extraordinaire, YouTube is going crazy, Atlanta Avenue going crazy. You know what I'm saying? We got Drizzle Dollar sitting here talking with us, and we're going to chop it up because Jay Reeske can't just
shut the fuck up.
Stick with the Falcons.
At least stay on the
point. He done talked about BBLs.
That he thinking about getting
right.
My boy done put what's that movie theater right there on over there on
please don't.
What's that? What's the name of that movie theater right there?
Madison.
The Plaza. Plaza Atlanta. What's that street? You know what I mean? And I brought him down here to salute that. You know what I mean? I just want to bring him on the platform to.
Shoot, I just want to go from the
light on this brother right here, man.
Yeah, I just want to go from the beginning,
Joseph
like
Dollar.
What, you know what I'm saying? What prompted? I'm sure the music came first.
Yeah, the music came first.
Music came first. Like, what was the inspiration in terms of the music? Like, who you growing up? Who you listening to? What you bumping?
You know, Uncle them would listen to Eazy-E.
Okay.
DJ Quick, and then Church.
So with the gospel.
You got to miss that church.
Yeah, with the gospel,
watching them old folk catch the Holy Ghost and stomping and jumping.
Right.
Stomping and jumping.
Little track meet.
Up and down the aisle.
Yeah.
My sister was Episcopalian, so they go nuts. Presbyterian.
Oh, that's what the, they really fall out.
Yeah, them folk go.
Yeah.
Man. So I already know, but it's the energy. And he mixing it in, so he starting out with the church music mixed in with some gangster shit.
Yeah, I had that tape recorder, that grandma tape recorder. Put that tape in there, turn it over, record. Record yourself beating on you.
And that was the beginning, recording, beating on the table.
Yeah, that the beginning.
What about in school, in there, that
lunchroom
table?
Yeah, all
table?
That.
All that.
I used to take the tape recorder to the school.
Hey, you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Rapping in the headphones?
Yeah.
Nah, we rapping the thing.
Yeah, into the tape recorder.
Red recorder.
Yeah, nah, he did.
Yeah, I remember that red record, but.
I remember.
Them
at the same time.
I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're going through, you getting the music, like, what was that first one? Like, what that first beat? Like, not you beating on the table, that first beat.
My homeboy just reminded me a few months ago, my best friend, I think it was 99 had, I remixed it, a gospel song, and my grandma had her going around the city, you know what I mean, church to church, and I had remixed it.
You remixed, what's the name of it?
99 Half Won't Do or something like that. He just reminded me on my show.
He said 99 yeah. And a half won't do it.
Won't do or something like that.
Yeah.
It been so long, man.
Yeah.
But I remixed that, and we used to go around the city of Atlanta.
Church to church.
Church to church, you know. Grandma didn't play, so. And that was it right
How
there.
Old you were when you going church to church?
About 7, up to about 10.
7 to 10.
I jumped in them skirt, uncle them that curse.
said bitch it down. But 7 to 10, you was goddamn
in the church.
In the church.
I was fast. We were fast. We were preaching and everything. Yeah, we were preaching and everything. Skirt out the Bible.
So for, I know you, nigga, but tell the people where you from, like.
No, I was born in Summerhill, you know, Atlanta Avenue. Know mm-hmm. how you get the show. Sit 51. Yeah. Sit 51 Atlanta Avenue, you know. Oh yeah, I went to D.A. Stan.
So even like when you start talking about going to church, 7 to 10, then life, you know, kind of life happened. You get out in these streets, you do what you do in the street. Well, you did. I want to get to that too, because you did call it the curse. But just going to the streets. You found your way back to the music, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was gonna be my next. Did the music ever leave?
And then you know the streets was right there at my door.
It changed.
What you mean changed?
Did it change? Like, I mean, because from seven to ten to growing up to be a young man.
It was. I was just not adapt to it yet.
Okay.
I was more into the church, following grandma.
And that's what I was saying. That's what I meant. Your music changed for you. Like, you, what you were saying at 7 to 10 when what you were saying at 15, 16.
Nah, of course not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking about that dope.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
When do you remember when the change happened? Like, when you started pulling away from grandma?
Yeah, about 12. See, I had an uncle. You put the dope in my hand and run me across the street when I was a little boy.
Yeah.
And then I had a cousin, you to give me 10 dimes. I keep 30, bring him back to 70. My cousin was on dope. I had an uncle was on dope. Everybody in the neighborhood was on dope. So everything was right there for me, right there on Atlanta Avenue. Yeah. You know what I mean? I could see everything. Then when I go to the projects on the west side, that's a different story.
But that spawns the show.
Yeah, how you get the show.
Right.
Get the show.
Atlanta Avenue, yeah.
So that all ties together. That's what I was getting to, kind of all.
Right.
It all bonds it together because that growth.
Yeah.
And is it therapeutic for you in a way just to kind of to put it together? Some of the things that you've seen, some things you've done, you know what I'm saying? Just put it together, write it out, have a couple people dictate and act it, or you get in and you interact with it, you know what I'm saying?
No, I get in there, I don't write. I get in there and I tell them what I want them to do. Yeah, we come up with it right then and now. And see, why I don't write, because...
I don't think y'all understanding what he's saying.
It might be something going on.
He don't write the movie.
No, I don't write, period.
He cook the movie right then.
Yeah, ain't no pen, like, ain't no paper
like
around
me. If Reese Boogie throw a beat on and we cook a song like right now, this nigga cook up a whole fucking movie like that.
Yeah.
But how you were saying, go on, I want you to finish your...
I don't write, you know? Like, if I see something going on and it's interesting, if I can use it, I use it. If a bunch of police is over there messing around, I can use that, you know. Put myself in a handcuff, like I got it, you know, and take off. And you see that in Atlanta Avenue, stuff like that. So I think that's why they like it so much, because you can't make it up. You can't write it, you know.
Authenticity.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Being genuine.
Speaking on stuff that a lot of people see out there wonder.
Right.
Yeah. You know, all that.
I mean, that go back to being relatable.
Yeah, and then a lot of the comments is my script.
Okay.
People tell me, I want you do that next week, you know, and stuff like that. And I end up doing it.
And that generate the ideas of what we're going to do, you know what I'm saying? Because 9 times out of 10, they done brought up a situation you probably done been in or something similar to it. And so you can kind of draw into it.
Right.
But yeah. And so
find a way
and so I see how you what you can do if you got some people worth their salt in terms of acting. I can tell you a situation, and then what we're gonna do is we're gonna run it out.
Flesh it out.
Yeah, we're gonna run it out, and it can be a real good ass scene.
Yeah, that's how we doing.
Yeah,
we got 100 episodes, so you know.
I ain't got to tell you what to say if you've been in that situation.
No. A lot of times they improvise. You know, I ain't gonna give them every word to say.
Right.
You know, I let them get comfortable and say what they gonna say. But this how I want it. You know.
So when did that come about? Like, what at what age did you say like, okay, I'm gonna put this to film? You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna put the camera on it. I'm gonna go ahead and give the world my vision.
Well, it stemmed from a kid from the Bay, go by the name of JT the Bigger Figure.
Okay.
JT.
And you know, he
big shout out.
He gave me the game.
JT the Bigger
Figure. He gave me the game. He brought that
camera. Somebody was just asking me about it. Somebody's like, hey man, you seen Fig Panamera? Somebody was just asking me about it, and I was like, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That. Yep. We know who we are.
Looking at
we know who we are.
Yeah, that's how I
putting us on game by JT the Bigger Figure.
Yeah, but somebody, yeah, but so okay, that like expounding that, like how did you get with him? What's that relationship like? Like, what was just, y'all just were cool, or it was just inspiration?
Nah, my homeboy QC Tour Fisher over there at QC, he put me on him. Yeah, sent him straight to me. That when I was in the street selling beans and stuff, you know.
So, got you.
And it went from there. Never stopped kicking it.
So when you make the first one and you put it up on YouTube, and did you get the results you were trying to see? Was it successful instantly, or you were like,
successful instantly? Okay. Got me monetized. Did over $500,000. You know what I mean? Got me some money instantly. Yeah, my first one was Chasing Atlanta. I shot it myself.
Yeah, he had a fucking.
That started me off.
Like a mini series called Chasing Atlanta.
Well, I did the movie. That what got me monetized, and that thing went crazy.
Yeah.
Off top. So.
So what was that? What was that promotion like? Like what was you doing to get it? Like, or is just you had already had a network secure that,
well, like
your
you said,
nigga started sharing it with some.
I was
folks
doing the mini series, but I wasn't putting them on YouTube. You know, so a lot of people in the streets, they knew about the Chasing Atlanta, but it wasn't never something you can go on YouTube and watch. So when I put the movie up, it was excitement. Like, oh shoot, this boy gonna hit, cause I got DVDs. I don't care nothing about no YouTube at that time.
Cause you seeing the money straight out of
yeah,
DVD.
Yeah, I'm seeing it straight out. Yeah. So, but when I did put it up there, people was excited and like, "Boy, we've been waiting on your work." You know, and that's how it all started.
And from there, you just you go. Like, how do you? So, I'm interested in the whole process. So I'm just asking as you're speaking, what do you go about? Like, how do you find actors? How do you find like? Is there a whole team or somebody say, hey man, I know this dude, he coming in?
Oh no, social media, baby.
Okay.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Nah, everything right there at your hands. Like I was just telling him, I sit in a chair every day, make money. Make more money than the average person working. You know, in my field.
Mm-hmm.
Where I come from. Yeah.
You said social a lot media. with the whole the DVD, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that tell you that hustler, you know what I'm saying? That hustle, you know what I'm saying? It's cash in hand.
And I still got DVDs.
I got to wait on if I hit a certain number, if I get 10,000, if I get 20,000.
I go to that store. I get out there. I go to the mall.
Do you like, you know,
I don't do cast.
Hey man, he just asked that question. Call. Why you double asking questions?
Oh, no, I don't do casting calls. You know, I pretty much just.
That means he don't want like you in the movie.
If I like you, you know, I hit you up. But most of the time, they hit me up.
When we shoot that Cookie Monster movie, boy, you first. But you from Gwinnett.
Man, I ain't from no goddamn Gwinnett. I just live there because I got married.
You from Faber.
God damn, why you gotta do me like that, right, Boots?
Man, why you say that like Faber ain't good, man? Man,
Faber in Atlanta.
Exactly. But I was
that nigga done came to my heart.
Nah, I don't do casting calls. If I like you, I like you. If you hit me up and I... You know what I mean? I said, give me a donation,
look at
or something
look
like that. I don't do auditions.
Look, man, that's the wrong one.
But you just gotta hit me in my DM. But yeah, I keep that.
That's it right there, bro. I want to do some acting shit. Even if you got some sex in you, bro.
This nigga campaign.
What did you say, nigga? What you? I must say, if you got some sex scenes. You got one part, right?
The fur part. That's your motherfucking fur name, nigga.
OB.
Yeah. Yeah, man. But now, so also on top of him using social media to like kind of grab people to get in these movies, he kind of just, you know, I know him, so I watched him grab from around him too, like just like, hey, you want to be in the movie type of shit, and then put.
Yeah, when he said if I see you and I like you, you know what I'm saying, I rock with you.
That's what I was finna say.
Yeah,
like it's really that. So it's like, boom, you say yeah, he gonna pretty much give you the layer. He gonna put that the rim right here. He gonna put that thing right there. All you gotta do is.
Flush them all home.
That's it. Like, and then you find people who you might see in more than one movie, but that's just because they getting better, sticking with them, and he getting better at the same time, man. And he just figured out a way how to get. Yeah, I saw that. That shit, that was crazy.
Quick question though, like
he just figured out. Hold on, he figured out a way how to get paid to practice on y'all boys, man. Like,
and that's what I was gonna ask. Like,
what's the end?
Like what? Like, so not hold to on, say what's
on,
the what, end.
All this been going on for about how long? Like, because you pretty much got hacked as soon as you put the shit on YouTube. So like.
Well, we got independent gang.
How long the run probably you'll say been going the YouTube run?
But nah, we got the independent gang. That what got me hot.
The independent gang.
You got Future now. JT. You got Thug and then.
Okay.
Before these folks were hot.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, famous Dicks. You got a lot of folks in there before they were really.
So, like with at Atlanta Avenue, like, what's the vision for? Like, what's the do you want to like have one of these slots like people have their own networks, their own channels, app, all that on there where you can put your own and the money come directly?
Eventually, eventually. But right now we going to use the platform. I got one about to go to Tubi.
Okay.
It already been submitted. So, yeah, you know, until we can get that kind of, that break to build our own platform. And
the reason why I said that because it's more than just one, you know what I'm saying, one thing. You got series and you got different ventures, so that's why I was asking.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, but right now YouTube is our Netflix.
Gotcha.
Yeah, man.
No, gotcha. Man,
like, you got your own channel.
He hustling with it, that's for sure. Like, and then when you own it,
It just give you all that movement. You got all that opportunity to move in any direction.
Yeah, because now what we got, shit, you might can't put 20 movies on Netflix. You can put 20 movies on YouTube.
You damn
put 50.
Put as many as you want to.
As many as you want, you know, and you really ain't got nobody over that, you know, pretty much. You your boss.
After a while, you're going to have to take you a trip up there to YouTube.
Oh, yeah, I'm going. Yeah, as soon as they get through with that COVID stuff, you know they want to test, want the test results and stuff.
At the dough. Hey, you talking about?
They were just in the city.
For real?
They want them test results. COVID results.
Take care of yourself out there, man. It ain't over. That shit still floating around, goddamn. Take care of yourself.
That's the thing. That's our next thing. Yeah, I said we got a film.
We're doing audio.
I'm going audio now.
We finna go video, but we just haven't yet. We're doing audio.
That's our next step. Like straight up to get a solid ass cameraman to come in.
Just need a tripod.
Yeah.
And a phone.
Different shots, and, you know what I'm saying, to the audience, you know what I'm saying, the people, you know what I'm saying, people talking, different people talking. But, yeah, but that's that 2020, late 2022, early 2023. You know what I'm saying? That's what we...
Real motherfucking soon.
You know what I'm saying?
In that's other that. Words.
So, yeah, but, yeah, shoot. Damn...
So what's next, man? Like, all right, what's the last thing you dropped? What can they find it? Tell them all your social media. We ain't finished. I'm just making sure we say this. Like,
oh no, the last thing I dropped with Nunu, it right about to hit 600,000. I think it been what about 40 days since I put it on YouTube.
So Nunu?
Yeah, Nunu the movie. It right up. About to hit about 600,000.
That's hard. How long is it?
It's 2 hours, I think, and 12 minutes. 2 hours and 12 minutes. I shot that movie myself. I produced it, directed it. I did the music.
Now, do you care how long it is? You know what I'm saying? Or is there a specific time frame where you say, I got to keep it in between this window?
Well, for YouTube purposes, you want it to be a little long where you can kick it with your people during the premiere.
Okay.
During the premiere, you have something you call a live chat, and everybody get on there and chat, you know, and engage. So,
okay.
You don't want it to be short, because if it's short, then that's just 5 minutes worth of engagement with your people.
Right.
Once it's going off.
Yeah. It's like... YouTube red carpet, goddamn live chat. Everybody checking in.
Yeah, everybody checking in on the premiere. YouTube allows you to set up a premiere for a date. It might set up there a month. You know, you got a specific date, so everybody aware of that date and they looking forward to it. So they might be on there before you even get on. You know what I mean? They wait.
Now you also said, and you slid it in there, that you do. All of the music too.
Yeah, more definitely. Got to do that music.
I mean, where it all started.
But in terms of like the production, the beat, like
I don't do the beat, just the vocals. You know, stuff like that, the mixing.
But you around, you know, saying the producers who making beats,
or you
just going on and you searching for beats.
No. I got a lot of people who take to me and they send me beats. Like tonight, went in my email tonight, a kid done sent me like 30 beats, you know, original beats. So all my producers pretty much now come off the internet.
And that's how, and talk about that part about having like people who send it to you and how cost effective that is in terms of outside of you going and searching somebody else, and you know what I'm saying? So it's because I'm sure, like, you're saving a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, I ain't never really paid for no beats. Shot of Fresh, about the only one hot beats. But, these guys really don't know what they doing. So when they get with me, I kind of school them.
Okay.
Because they don't have an ASCAP, a BMI, you know, anything.
No publishing going.
Yeah, nothing for me to put their number in now when I'm putting my tape out or whatever. So a lot of guys who end up sending me beats, I end up schooling them. Because when it's time for me to put my stuff on DiscoKid or whatever, I need their number, you know, their IPI number or whatever.
Right.
And they don't have it. So I got three producers. I don't, you know, put them guys in a mind frame, or I got to get this damn IPI number just instead of uploading. So now they got their stuff.
And so with that, like, you using, you just, so how often do you repeat individuals? Like, how, so if I use you one time, I'm going to keep you up under my wing?
Oh, yeah. Cause the longer you keep sending them beats, yeah, the more I'm going to keep working on them. Before he came, I just did a song. Yep, right before you came, I just finished it. Previewed it on live on YouTube.
Yeah, so to be working.
So I keep, I'm rocking with the producers. Without the producers, it's no us.
So
help you craft them sounds, help them visuals.
Right.
See, you getting all your skill sets off, man. Like, you did a movie where you kind of, well, not kind of, where you was the star. Then you turned around and did one where you let somebody else be the star and worked on your skills.
Yeah. And so, then I just wanted to help somebody.
What made you do that? What made you? Speak on wanting to help and also speak on, like, what made you want to step out and just work on your skills?
Well, it wasn't necessarily working on my skills. It was more of a just get out there and do it, you know, thing, and help somebody who don't help me. You know, Nunu been down with me. She get our work come to me. You know what I mean? So
now, what do you prefer? Do you prefer being in front of the camera, or do you prefer, you know what I'm saying, putting it all together, being behind the camera?
No, I prefer being in front of the camera.
Okay.
I'm a star.
That answers
right.
That. Yeah,
goddamn
okay.
Right.
I was going to ask, I was going to say,
goddamn
why?
Right.
Say, I'm a star.
Yeah.
So behind the camera is the necessity.
No, I'm just doing what I got to do so I can do what I want to do.
Mm.
That's all. No, ain't that I like or nothing like that.
You just doing it out of necessity, like,
right?
This is what I need. Or I ain't got nobody to do it, or I'ma do it.
And I may got somebody to do it, but they just probably ain't fast enough.
I was just getting ready to say it ain't
like
working
that
on your
timetable.
Yeah. Fuck it, I'll do it myself.
Right. Yeah.
That's usually how a lot of stuff take place. Like, man, I know you can do it, but I want it done tomorrow. Like, can you work on it tonight?
Yeah, I'm trying to be through this shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you dragging your feet.
Cause with Nunu, I had two different cameramen trying to shoot that movie. You know, they each came individually, probably a month apart from each other, and now one of them got it done. Mm. So I took it upon myself to get it done with an iPhone 13.
And that go to show you
niggas got down going crazy with these phones.
But that go to show you, like,
shoot me something with a phone.
You don't always have to. I was just telling Reese, my son right here. I was just telling him I was at a store the other day, and a dude was showing me all kind of shit. He was showing me $6,000 cameras, all, you know what I'm saying, this autofocus, and you can be in pitch black dark and it'll still get details and all this shit. He going through it. And I remember it was somebody who told me a long time ago, man, I can record all this shit with my phone. And I was like, yeah, whatever. But to keep hearing it, you know what I'm saying? To keep hearing
and
it.
And seeing it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to see that you can get quality work out here.
And it's just so showing the initiative, man. Like, man, you know, we ain't grow up with these devices. You kids, man, Reese, you better figure out how to make millions of dollars on these fucking devices, bro. You growing up with this shit. It's in your hands, man. This man running a clinic showing y'all folk how to start acting like you can't make some kind of money, man. This man building a YouTube channel with devices.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's essentially me, because that's the hustle. Once you start the hustle, you understand you're gonna go where the money at. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna go where it's supposed to go. And it's all about, like you said, learning how to do it. And learning
got on
the fly. Sometimes you gotta learn on the fly.
Read the rules.
Yeah, you gotta learn on the fly.
Said, okay, this what they want. Worked on it.
But everything being monetized now.
Right.
Yeah.
If you ain't content. Monetized on YouTube, you should be monetized on a Facebook or Instagram. Some of that nature, you know what I mean? But all this social media stuff, you gotta be making some kind of income.
Yeah.
You just can't be on it, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I got tired of, just being on it and not getting the money. You know,
just jumping on some. I got tired of being on it and don't be on it. So, as like I should be for the money.
Well, when you realize it for the money.
Well, that's kind of like. Well, we are in the age group that we grew up in. Like, we understand the value in it, but we still reluctant with it because we still got the old school values in terms of keep a lot of this shit to yourself. So because you want to keep a lot of this shit to yourself, you don't want to put a phone in front of your face and press record. So
pay that price to stay on that camera every day.
But you got to maintain a balance. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that. But you gotta get out of that old mentality.
Exactly.
And the ones I see who do get out of that old mentality, they get paper.
Mm.
You go on YouTube, you got more older people on YouTube than you ever seen in your life who doing numbers. If they ain't doing that but eating a lot of food, they doing millions of views, getting a check.
Yeah, and that goes, this is what I'm saying, like, you just have to get out and not be afraid, because a lot of times, that's what it was. It was for us, it was just like, well, for people that came before us, it was like, nah, you don't show that. You don't talk about this. We don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But a lot of times, like now, that's what the hell folks want to see, and that's what's going to get you the number. And that's what's going to get the numbers up.
Yeah, people want to see more than they want to hear. That's why I just add about the camera.
Right.
Y'all ain't got no camera.
Right.
People really, you know, rather see it than hear it.
Than hear it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it's a method to the madness because, you know, it's good practice for us just speaking wise and just getting comfortable.
Oh, no, definitely.
That's why we set it up. So the end justify the means for, like, the progression, but you're absolutely right.
Yeah, but we're in a time now where you got to tech this stuff fast. Every show need to be recorded, pre-recorded. It ain't got to be live. It could be pre-recorded, you know, and documented. Because people are coming to give you millions for these shows.
Yeah.
Especially depending on the content. Where you taking your cunt, you know, for what you talking about. Like, look at Million Dollar Game. They just got 100 million, you know. Drink Champs.
Yep.
They got a crazy contract. So now we in an era where people really want to watch you. They want to see how you move. They want to see how you talk, you know.
Right.
Yeah, they want to see where you at. They
want to see that shit. You got to put it in their face.
They
want to
see it. That's why
put it in their face.
Well, and that's why both are declining, radio and television. Both are declining because television is leaning a lot to reality television.
Right. Yeah.
Because you ain't got to pay all these folks. You ain't got to do nothing. I can get these 12, 10 to 12.
Celebrities.
Nobody. You can get nobodies nowadays. Like, especially with the little chicks.
Yeah.
Maybe getting all the little girls in the house.
Yeah.
A star going to emerge.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A star going to come out at some point in time. They're going to get the fight. They're going to get the arguing. They're going to get the cussing. Everybody want to see all that dramatic shit. You know what I'm saying? And there's going to be a star to be had.
Yeah.
And you did all that and did numbers, got money, got sponsorships, whether it was from Savage Fenty or whether it was from damn
whoever.
You got money and you ain't spent no fucking money. Cause you just got a bunch of people who wanted to be famous and you put them in the room and said, y'all sleep here for 3 months.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's
would you ever film a show like that, like a Flavor of Love, goddamn type of, like, yeah. You would?
Would I film it?
Yeah.
Actually film it myself? Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I got an idea. We gonna have to.
Is it something you won't film?
We gonna have to copyright this motherfucker. You got to get some. You got to.
I won't film.
You hear
no
here
gay.
First.
Then they got an idea.
I won't film no
gonna,
gay stuff.
We gonna take some. We gonna take some white folk or a couple
you
white
gonna,
people.
You ain't gonna film the what?
Take a couple stuff. White people, put them over on the West End. Or, you know, I'm trying to think of what hasn't been touched in Atlanta. Because a lot of this shit been touched. Summer Hill been touched. They over here, they go over there booming in Summer Hill. Edgewood been touched by white folks. Like you get almost like like Naked and Afraid. The Hood Edition in Atlanta. But you ain't naked.
Naked and Afraid.
You just afraid.
But you ain't naked.
You just afraid.
Just afraid.
You know what I'm saying? Take your little, like a little white couple, and move them off in the hood.
Right.
Make them live in.
Yeah. But see, the only reason why I wouldn't say that, because Dave Chappelle did a skit similar to that. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about
but ain't nothing like the real thing.
yeah, for real.
You do that for real. That shit would be so funny. Yeah, man.
But that.
So okay. I ain't going to ask you again because that shit funny. That's it. That shit so funny. But my boy say he'll film whatever, man. Like, he trying to really.
So, I mean, that ain't whatever, though.
No, I'm talking about, like, just in that's general, magic. You're open to, like, different kinds of, like I was asking you about.
Well,
you
I ain't
film.
Really on the film. Like, film, you got to pay me some money.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Nah, for real.
So like, so the style of film you like to do the most is what you're doing now.
Yeah. I ain't no filmer like that.
Okay.
I shot a lot of stuff because, you know, but no, I'm more of an actor than a director. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the actual being the one to shoot. That shit get worse.
Well, also the responsibility comes from being the one to shoot, becomes being the one to edit. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of people don't
really.
Like the editing process.
Not really, but
I mean, if that's the other headache. If it ain't but 4 or 5 of us, you know what I'm saying, that's working together. Hell, if I shot it.
You might have to do more than one thing.
You know what I'm saying? Well, if I shot it, I'm going to edit that mug.
Yeah, my cameraman shoot it and edit.
Yeah.
Atlanta Avenue.
Because what you're going to wind up having, like, as you shooting, you thinking to yourself, all right, this went left. I'm going to go ahead and cut here. After he said whatever. And so when you go through, you can look and be like, all right, well, shit, that's we ain't going to use anything from here or beyond. And we'll just chop that up, you know what I'm saying, and then splice it together, all that stuff.
But it come with a chemistry, too, because I don't edit, you know, so.
Exactly, so, you know, but in directing, I'm sure you see a lot of stuff, too, in directing that you just
I do.
You don't edit, but you shoot it till it's right.
Right, no.
Then you let it go.
I'm going to make sure it's straight.
Yeah, make sure it's straight.
But I direct my editor how I want it. you know.
Yeah, yeah man. Yeah, bro. So, bro, hard, man. You got
how? So going back to the music, like, how much music can, if we want to go hear music, how much music is out there that we can just go ahead and relate to? I mean, not even relate to, you can go ahead and pull up and be like, yo, all right, I want to hear this because that might be the soundtrack to probably a lot of those. I'm sure if you writing music and then you write, we not really writing scenes, but you coming up with scenes in your mind, I'm sure a lot of it correlates with each other. So
yeah, the soundtracks on all platforms, and you get two soundtracks from that 100 episode. Two soundtracks, Atlanta Avenue soundtrack one, and you got Atlanta Avenue soundtrack two.
Okay. Okay. So
shot it going crazy, man. Yeah. He so give you all the work, bro.
So I'm currently working on Nunu soundtrack, the movie, and I'm doing I got two more songs for an album called TFY, this for YouTube. So I'm just going to give YouTube that for free. That will go straight to YouTube, no other platforms. And I'm just giving back to my fans and stuff.
Talk to them about putting together a team to help you pull off what you do. Finding reliable people.
Well, first off, the leader got to be reliable. Mm. You know, so I got to be reliable. And once they see my reliability, they start to kind of, you know, trust. You know, and I like to tell them, trust the process. Don't rush the process. Because a lot of people come on set and want to rush. This ain't no rush thing. This a trust thing. You might have to be here 10 hours, 12, 13, 14. We don't did 18. We don't did 24, actually.
Now, I want to ask, too, you talked about, like, coming in and looking up and saying, all right, this is what we're going to do. We got this team together. Like, and you doing everything, I can say everything. Most of the stuff on social media, you know what I'm saying? YouTube, yeah. IG, all of this. How is it, like, outside of the internet to interact with fans? Or do you have any interaction with fans?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We had one, didn't we?
But we were just at the gas station, goddamn nigga had, like,
yeah.
The nigga, bruh, you know I'm silly. You remember Coming to America when Hakeem was standing in line for the bathroom?
Just the man I met in the bathroom.
And the nigga walked by and stopped, and then turned back around. Man, you look like Man Man. From Atlanta Avenue. He was like, yeah, what's going on? He was like, man, you man. At the gas station, bro. Like, he goddamn didn't go too crazy, but you could tell he was on that. You know right. What I mean? So it was just like, for him, and that's the power of consistency and fandom.
Right.
When you having real watching, that's where the viewing hours come in. Like, people watching however long them fucking movies is, they watching this shit all the way through. Niggas going from the chat to the watching the movie back in the chat after
yes,
the
sir.
Movie. That's a long ass time. Them folk cutting the check for all that. So this shit is just
I just did 28 really. I just did a 28 live on YouTube.
Like Nightfall Lab.
You did 28 hours live?
Yeah. Nah, for real. It'll say 24 hours, but I did another one on my iPad.
Okay.
And I did 4 more hours.
Damn.
Yeah, so. Oh, nah, this how it works.
See, that type of shit, that make you want to go and get that camera on.
Oh, nah, you got to get that camera.
Yeah, you got to get that camera, man.
Okay.
Because what's going on, you can make money from home now. You know, you ain't really gotta go out your house. Make it scrape from the house, you know.
Shooting it with the iPhone.
iPhone, whatever, you know. I seen kids do it with an Android who I don't inspire. Yeah.
Some would say the Android is better.
Yeah, I got a kid in the country, shot a whole movie with an Android because I shot one with an iPhone.
Yeah, man. That just.
Yeah, that, I mean.
You run out of excuses when they come in here and show you this shit like this.
Basically, you what winds up having to happen, if you're not inspired by, you know, somebody, something that you've heard the other day, you know what I'm saying, then I don't know what moves you.
Yeah, I don't know what you're looking for, man. Like,
you know what I'm saying? We had the Mako girls.
We had the Mako girl. I ain't even tell them my boy started out Amoco boys. They talking about they the Mako girls. This man here, he come from a group called Amoco Boy. Them little bad ass West Side traffic niggas.
So, yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Got down at the
damn,
gas station.
I wish I knew the name.
Your ass, trapping your ass.
I wish I knew the name of that chick. She got a TikTok. Be talking about the 10 worst gas stations in Atlanta.
Oh, Lord.
No, the funny part about it was, you would know the first one that she, the number one on her list.
But the test cover.
No, that Chevron on goddamn University.
Oh, boy. You talking about that right Chevron. And Pry?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No. What? On Chevron University and Metro, right there.
Yeah.
Oh, University and Metro. Yeah. That one too.
Yeah,
that
both of them motherfuckers, actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the one on Pride, got that goddamn JJ connected to it. Yeah.
That old parking lot be on.
Yes.
But what?
Exactly.
That whole wall be just full of J. They just be. Man, I'm talking about that. Just,
yeah, but
Zone 3 shit.
Yeah, that made me think out. She ran off like that first five night was envisioning the motherfuckers every. Everyone she was saying, like, I've been there. I still go there
every day. they the only ones got that BlackBerry.
Me like
tea, that BlackBerry tea. I like, but like, nah, man, we done gave y'all grind out the mud.
Yes,
real inspiration, man. Like if y'all don't understand, you just ain't paying attention. It's just simple as that, man. No excuses, these people. You got the homie Drizzle Dollar. He's showing you movie premieres. He's showing you real YouTube movies, real ownership, real.
Just real
backslashes
hustle, man.
On his name.
It's real
with the
hustle.
Director, producer.
Because I respect actor. It.
You know what I mean? Like, what you talking about you can't do or what you need and what you ain't got and. The man don't even write the movie.
But the thing about it is, like that, like when you say no excuses, the thing about it is, like a lot of times for me personally, I got so much shit I got to do. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of shit I want to do, a lot of these videos I'm putting together, I want to do it kind of quick. And it ain't never really, really quick because I'm doing it by myself. I can't just call a motherfucker and be like, hey, can you goddamn put these together? Blah blah blah, do this. So always something coming up.
Yeah.
But what happens is, I don't always. I'm not. It's just like okay, I'm doing it. It ain't always like okay. I'm not to the point where the money though. I can't just say and put out the video and it's like the money.
I think it's efficiency with your time. Like it ain't about, like he said, don't rush it, trust it. So it's like.
Yeah, and that's what I'm
you,
saying
when
with
you get your time to fuck with it, make as much material as you can.
Make it work.
So that, and kind of like get on your stockpile game.
Make it work.
Get ahead of yourself so then when you drop, you can pace it out and give yourself time to make some more, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like but making the most of your time is what I was coming from.
No, I mean, before the success, it got to be a progress, so.
Absolutely.
You know, it's a progress first.
Got to progress through it. You got to make set yourself up to win. Hey, you talking about like
even if you lose, trying to win.
Well, like
you know, because a lot of time we gotta lose before we win. So
the thing about like with that Kobe, great Kobe Bryant said, "You know what I mean, failure or a loss is all like mental. It really doesn't exist." Cause like I mean, we've all heard the adage: if you took an L before, you learn and you learn some.
Yeah, more bosses really took an L. More bosses took an L. Yeah,
it really wasn't an L because you learn what to do to avoid that next thing. Because we don't nobody like the taste of
the L.
Right.
No, but you gotta take an L.
But you gotta take it.
Sometimes you gotta fall. You know.
In order to learn how not to fall.
Cause the game is about adjust.
We all had a bite. Most of it, I know you didn't just jump on the bike and knew how to ride it. You had to fall off that bike a couple of times.
Scrape that knee.
You didn't get on that thing just popping with it.
Figure it out.
Right.
You know, okay, I know I can't do that no more. That scraped my knee up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that this was is ride too close to that goddamn sidewalk. You go,
yeah.
Should be sad.
A lot of us didn't start out with trying to wear. A lot of us didn't start out with training wheel. We had to get straight to it. But you better learn how to ride it.
You gonna ride it, you gonna goddamn ride it.
Yeah. It gotta last you 2-3 years.
Nah, for real, man. This has gotta be motivation. I just wanted to, again, bring my boy Drizzle up here, man, and get him documented, him logged in, let these folks know real Westside, grind it, come from love, but as a brother in the struggle, know what that's about. And just didn't make no excuse, man. Just came up with the plan, with the can-do attitude, with the DIY, man, the do-it-yourself type of nigga.
Yeah, you got to do that. And ain't nobody coming to get you.
Well, hey, boy, I just said that earlier today. Hey, boy, ain't nobody coming to save you. You better get on your job.
Ain't nobody coming to get you, but they might come and get with you.
Say that again.
You feel me? I ain't coming to get you, but if I see you working, I don't mind getting with you.
Yeah.
We can put something together. Yeah. But coming to get you.
Cause everybody like eat.
Nah.
I swear.
So yeah, we greatly appreciate it. I greatly appreciate it, man. Like I said, you gave me something to think about all the time. I always love when people coming through and they chop it up with us. And just off you being you, off you being natural. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You came in. And shit, put a battery in my bed. Like, hey, you gotta get on the horse, nigga. You got them, you bullshitting on the camera. When you said it too, you're like, what a camera at? God damn it.
Yeah, because if y'all gonna do this, y'all might well do it for real and go ahead and get the paper out of it at the same time.
Hold on now, we doing it for real, cause audio.
Yeah,
I mean,
audio
but cool. Don't get me wrong.
I get what you're saying. The time we in right now, that ain't heard of.
Yeah. You know it. People doing stuff like that at a internet radio station or something.
Yeah.
Straight audio. And then even them, they filming live or something. They getting the...
Nah, you right.
They getting the record where they can upload it to some platform, you know. So we got to take advantage of everything, you know.
Yep.
They going to allow us to take advantage of it. Why not? You know.
Why not?
That's why I try to tell people YouTube free.
Man, he been trying to tell me for about a year.
Bruh. Facebook free, he Instagram said, free.
He said, bro, just get your video and post it on YouTube.
Well, I'm really telling people now since I don't seen my biggest check last month, you know, 10.5, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I really got to tell you now.
You know. He's a strong advocate. Strong advocate. So, hey,
because what's going
commercial.
On, you know, I got a lot of partners come and visit me, and most of them tired and sleeping when they come because they got jobs.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm looking at these guys like, damn, you know, I'm really filming them and taking pictures on them. But,
why they sleep?
Yeah, man, yeah, because man. It's embarrassing, you know. Hey, but it just go
I
to
know
show
y'all didn't
you,
kiss it. That's why I said
it just go to show you, you know, people wasting their life, you know, on a job that, you know, they
that
still got to
probably
call me
about you
in the middle of the week to borrow some money until Friday or whatever, you know. So you're tired. You know, you come to smoke, but you can't even smoke because you're too tired.
Because you're too tired.
The middle of the week, you call them to borrow some money. So, man, it's just ugly.
Hey, Reese, you might have to open the door for shouting them back, though, man.
It's rough, man. Like,
but it really ain't, though. People make it rough for themselves.
I mean.
Well, the attitude of do for sub, you know what I'm saying? Everybody don't have it in them.
Nah, of course they don't. And then it's about who you're around.
Always about. That's what we were talking about on the way
up. Yeah,
if
you around a bunch of city workers, you'll probably be working for the city.
You'll be the next nigga in the city job.
Yeah.
In the truck.
You know, it's about what you're around. You know, if you around a bunch of entrepreneurs, you got a great chance of becoming an entrepreneur.
Right.
Yeah, so it's about what you own. And then, you know, at that point, everything's so accessible. You crazy if you ain't got a platform making some kind of money. And you still can have a job, but you got your platform making your paper. They make some extra paper over here where you know, okay, they made rent money, they made mortgage.
Right.
Yeah, man. People just on YouTube and Facebook all day ain't made a penny. Got more posts than anybody.
Didn't do nothing.
And the people who making the money don't even post like
man,
that.
Man, you go on YouTube, man. Man, you know the number one videos be stupid shit, bro.
Oh yeah,
it be like stirring oatmeal.
Well, what the pandemic did for YouTube, it made a lot of YouTubers.
Yeah.
That what the pandemic did. It really put people in a position where they had to really do something. They were forced to do
it. You know, I think YouTube finna be a bank.
Man, YouTube.
I think YouTube finna be.
YouTube put out so many billions this year. I forgot how many it was, but.
I think YouTube finna be.
They paid out a lot of bills.
Biggest bank in the world, bro.
But they ain't the biggest platform. I think they like number three. What is it? Google, TikTok, then YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't think nothing good. Man,
mistaken Google, TikTok.
Yeah,
then YouTube, maybe.
Yeah, TikTok.
Yeah, that TikTok going crazy, man. TikTok changing a lot of shit because
it got a hold on everybody in my house.
But you can go through on TikTok, you can do whatever, you can create, you can just lip sync another motherfucker words. You know what I'm saying? You can act out a whole different scene to a, you know what I'm saying, to the movie.
Right.
And do something, and then all of a sudden.
You can't do no real shit on TikTok, though. They will ban your ass. Lock your account.
Well, they go, I mean.
Well, no, they very strict.
Yeah, you can't say. You better
that's
watch
why I'm not
what
on
you
it.
Say on that TikTok.
I like YouTube allow you to do a lot of stuff that you can't do on other platforms. Like, you can't smoke on TikTok.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, you can't smoke no weed.
Yeah, they gonna ban you. Mm. You gonna get that thing took.
We just get took, but
The slightest stuff you do over there, they'll take it.
Man, TikTok ain't playing.
Yeah, they'll take it.
Well, that probably come from the fact that it's coming out of China.
More definitely.
Yeah, more definitely.
They
heard somewhere that the TikTok that they send to the world ain't the TikTok that
they use in China. Yeah. Like they put a different algorithm together.
Yeah, they do.
For themselves, and they put out there for the rest of
here for us to be monkeys.
Yeah, we be out here on that dumb shit.
Stupid.
Doing dances and shit, nigga. Be goddamn.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers be out there learning science.
Shout out to niggas getting rich on these apps, man. For real, man. Cause boy, we ain't had this shit.
They got them out there for you to get rich on.
That's what they got to be, man. Cause
and then, like, even if your YouTube ain't making money, like, say for Charleston White, his page demonetized, but he still use it.
That fame.
Yeah, to get the fame and the booking. Still bring his fans. So now he can do anything he want because he ain't getting a YouTube check no more. YouTube ain't stunned what he do. Cuss, pull out all his guns, you know, and all kind of stuff, but get a get people to book him though.
He using the YouTube like IG.
Yeah, he using YouTube like IG, and people still like truck driver, everybody. He might have 2,000 people on his live. People still is tuned in, and he's still irrelevant.
Man, this shit just so cut.
So now you got people want to book you for their interview. Like this right here. Y'all just getting started or whatever. Just say for instance, you book somebody like Charleston, cameras rolling, you put it out, boom. Now everybody coming to your podcast trying to see, okay, who you going to have next. Stuff like that.
Nah, for real, man. Listen, man. I appreciate you goddamn coming out here, spending time, man. Letting the people know. Make sure you tell us all your social media, where we can find Atlanta Avenue, where we can find Chasing Atlanta. Your whole discography here. You talking about?
I got you, big brother. Drugs and dollar, everything. Make sure you put that
spell
R.
Spell it for them so they know.
Yeah, make sure you put that R on the dollar. Drizzle, like the weather, DRIZZLE. Dollar, DOLLAR. You can find me on all platforms. New out there on YouTube right now. Atlanta Avenue 1 through 100 episodes, season 1. Season 2 coming in January, first quarter. Man, it's going to be a treat. We just visit El Paso. We just visit Rochester, Denver, Colorado.
How they treat you out there?
Beautiful, like stars, celebrities.
As they should.
So, yep, catch me on all platforms. Subscribe to my YouTube channel at Drizzle Dollar. Man, I'm going to pop up like an ad.
Hey, Tomrat. Hey, man. Commissioner.
Yes, sir.
Shit, we had another good one, man.
Once again, man, I appreciate it. Like I said, it was inspiration, just to talk and conversate and converse and have it a real ass conversation,
right?
You know, about what you need to do, what you need to understand, how, and the thought process, cause
and just giving
everybody
up
the thought process
YouTube
ain't the same
game.
Yeah,
like, but I hope y'all listening, man. That man just told y'all how to do something, man.
Well, yeah, like I said, everybody's thought process is different. So anytime you get to listen to somebody and honestly listen to somebody, like a lot of people hear shit, but they don't actually listen to what somebody's telling them. You know what I'm saying? You hear the story, you hear the game, the origin, where it comes from, and you follow along. You should be able to understand the thought process and not really, I won't say I see the vision, because I'm not looking through your eyes, you know what I'm saying? That's why we ask, like, the vision for it. But what I can say is I can follow along the path and I understand. So if you tell me any kind of story, I can be like, oh, okay, that sounds logical. You know what I'm saying? Right. I can follow along with that because you listening. If you're not listening, then, you know, I don't know what to tell you. That's how you win. You listen to somebody else that's not doing what you're doing or that's in a different position that you're in. That's how you're gonna win. You gotta follow somebody, and part of the generation that's maybe coming up under us, these dudes ain't really listening to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Maybe because we ain't really telling them the right way sometimes, but at the same time, you gotta listen.
Yeah. So on the last note, man, since you said that, G, talk to these young boys. Drizzle, man. Tell them what would you tell them as far as what they need to be having their head space at right about now, man, with the world, how it's going on right now. What do they need to be focused on? What do they need to be staying away from?
Well, first, we got to control ourselves. We got to learn how to control ourselves. Second, we got to learn how to patrol ourselves. Right. Nah, for real. We want to call the police to do it when everything don't turn bad. Nah, we got to do that before anything turn bad. So we got to control ourselves, patrol ourselves, and just keep it real. You know, keep it real with yourself. Everybody trying to keep it real with everybody else but self they self.
Hold yourself accountable.
Hold yourself accountable, you know, and really hold yourself accountable. People don't want to do that. They want to blame everybody else but self they self. Dog, you got your own self in trouble. Mama ain't do that. No, son.
Oh, shit.
And connect with God. You got to connect with God. If you disconnected facts. From God, you lost. It's over with. And that's a lot what going on. People disconnected from God.
Yeah.
They ain't got no connections. They can listen. If you can't call on God, who can you call on?
That's a fact.
I know you ain't talking about your neighbor. That's why I tell people, man, you got to have people love you.
Yeah.
Nah, somebody got to feel some kind of love for you.
Right.
A lot of people ain't got nobody who really love them. You know what I mean?
That be at the root of how they act.
Yeah, that's
a dangerous person.
Yeah, that's why a lot of them go out and do crazy stuff. Because they ain't got nobody who love them. You got to have somebody who really love you. For you, somebody who can tell you don't do that. Nah, somebody who can tell you, hey man, you wrong.
No matter how big you get in your britches.
You wrong.
Hey man.
I love you, but you wrong.
But that ain't the move.
True.
You wrong. That's something major.
That's something major if somebody say, hey man, listen. I love you. Like you said, I love you. That was some bullshit you just did.
Exactly. And I ain't gotta tell it to you in public. I wait till we get private.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Pull your coattail.
Yeah. But nah, though, we gotta find God, man. We lost in touch with God. Yeah. People ain't praying for it no more. They paying for it.
Mm. Ooh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They think they can pay for everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I can pray for everything.
Default finesse and trying to finesse God, like.
Oh no,
they
actually think they finessing God.
They really do.
But nah, we.
But you can't.
We got too many people on demon time right now.
Mm. Yeah.
They tell us that drill music that ain't number demon time. Them boys on demon time. Straight up demon time.
So, yeah look. Nah, we're going to have to.
That's a good note to leave it on.
We're going to have to leave it at that because they put us out of here at midnight.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? We at 57 right now. So, you know, we ain't got but a couple
that's
minutes.
That's the note to leave on. Right yeah. That's the one.
But again,
fine Drizzle, Lord, my boy.
I appreciate you, fam.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, I appreciate you for coming out. You know what I'm saying? Once again, we are, this is the Commissioner's Conversation live from Blends 2. We're at 632 South Central Avenue right here in Hapeville. We encourage you to come out every Monday. Come hang with us. Come kick it with us, man. We watching Monday Night Football. We talking real shit. We talking big shit. We having a good time, man. It's a family environment, and we want you to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? So, again, the Commissioner's Conversation at Blends 2 brought to you by Greenwood Whiskey.
Yes, sir.
Until next week, we'll holler.
Yeah.